In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day. This is Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. And you know what? I shall not fear. I shall not fear because you are with me. I shall not fear because the Lord is my refuge and my strength. I shall not fear because every hair on my head is numbered. I shall not fear, even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of darkness, because thou art with me. I shall not fear. You must make this your word for today. I shall not fear. I will not be afraid, because the Lord is my rock. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my comfort. The Lord Jesus is my life. I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. No enemy fashioned against me shall prosper. I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid because I am a child of God. And do I not know that the Holy Spirit dwells within me? Do I not know that Christ in me is the hope of glory? I will not be afraid. You see, fear is the worst enemy that you can take into yourself. It is the worst enemy that you can take into yourself because it completely paralyzes you emotionally and causes you to be ineffective. So many people are so afraid of so many things, and yet the Lord says, I'm with you. Do not be afraid. Please, today I'm giving this message for you. You who are much afraid, I'm giving this message so that you would hear that the Lord wants you at peace. You see, some of the things that we dream up in our heads are some of the things that the devil puts, on the screens of our minds. They will never happen anyway, and yet they bring us to fear. They bring us to torment. You must know that, first of all, that where there is fear, there is not perfect love. For the Scripture says perfect love casts out fear, and we know fear casts out perfect love. Like, when I'm afraid, it means I'm not trusting. That's what it means. When I'm afraid, it means I'm not trusting. Now, there is fear that really is substantial, that's real. There are real fears, if indeed there was a burglar in my house, I have a right to be afraid, especially if he has a gun. So that's not the fear that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fear that it goes through our minds. It fills our emotions. What if? We're never able to be at peace. And just when we get to be at peace, there's the next thing to be afraid about. That's why the Scripture is filled with the word, do not be afraid. Do you know that you've been purchased with the price and that you belong to the Lord? Do you know that? If you belong to the Lord, do you know that He's going to take care of you? Do you know that? Do you know that He loves you? Do you know that? That He loves you? Do you know that? Yes. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. Do you know that? Do you know that He doesn't want you riled up with fear? That He purchased for you peace on the cross? Do you know that? Do you know that? That the Lord wants to give you what you need, and that's real peace. Do you know that? And when I when I begin to fear, it's like it's a lack of trust. It's a lack of trust. It really says to the Lord, I don't believe you're going to take care of me. No matter what it is, you see, no matter what it is, it can be some sin in the past that keeps on popping up and thinking that that God will not forgive you for it. And you've already been forgiven. You've already been forgiven. You've confessed it. You've already been forgiven. You know, fear stops people from living. Fear stops people from living. It doesn't stop you from breathing, but it stops you from living. You know, I can't get out on the boat because I'm afraid. You don't say. I can't go on the airplane because I'm afraid. You don't say. I can't leave the house because it's not safe. I'm afraid. I can't drive on 128. I can only drive the back highways or the back roads because I'm afraid. You don't say. Now, what does that say? It says that I don't really believe God's going to take care of me. You see, you have to face your fears, and you have to face them with Jesus. You don't ever face your fears alone because, you know what, they're too big. You face your fears with Jesus, and you do the things that you're afraid of. And maybe if you're afraid to drive on 128, what you need to do is get a friend with you also. And say, you, me, and Jesus are going to drive on Route 128, and we're going to break this fear. You, me, and Jesus, and we're going to break this fear because I've had this fear long enough. And then people, you know, really want to venture into starting their own business. But what if it doesn't succeed? What if it fails? You know, if you've got a good idea and God has given you this idea, you pray for the right time and you run with it. You run with it. You run with it. You run with it. Don't be afraid. Fear stops you from living. That's what fear does. It stops you from living. Now, if you want to stop living, keep on plugging into fear because you'll always be afraid. If you're not afraid of this, you're going to be afraid of that. You've got to look at the fear right in the eyes, whatever it is. Some people are afraid of snakes. Now, you know, they're not my favorite animals. I want nothing to do with them, but you know what? Why should I be afraid of a snake? All things have been subject to Christ, who has subjected them to us. Why should you be afraid of the snake? Other people are afraid of a mouse. Well, the poor little mouse. Not that we want mice. We don't want mice. But as compared to you and as compared to me, it's minuscule. Let's just get rid of them. We don't have to be afraid of a mouse. Some people are afraid that they're not going to be accepted. And you know what? They put out vibes like that. And they're not accepted. Not because they're not acceptable, but the vibes that they put out are, don't accept me. I'm not acceptable. Some people are afraid of the future. I might die. Oh no, you're going to die. That's right, we're all going to die. But you know what? When that fear gripped me, I made a real effort with Jesus. It was a heart-to-heart talk. I said, Jesus, I'm going to die not 1 minute before you want me dead and not 1 minute after so I can come right to you. I do not want to die prematurely, and I do not want to live over the time that you see. Like, what are you afraid of? Come on. Some people are afraid that people might find out they're obsessed, that they have obsessions. They're afraid of that. You know what? We're all a little crazy, aren't we? So if you've got obsessions, you face them. You face them. You face them. You really don't have to keep on washing your hands. It really isn't necessary. You really aren't going to give anybody germs. You really do not have to wipe the doorknob. You really do not, honest. That's torment. That's torment. And then people are afraid that people are going to find out. You know, what do you care about what people find out? Like, what do you care about what people know? It's not about people. It's about Jesus, and it's about you. It's not about what people think. It's not really what people think. You cannot monitor people's minds, you know that. Fear is a lack of trust. Fear is a lack of trust in God. Fear is a lack of trust in Jesus. When I am afraid, I say, Jesus, you are not able to handle me. Now, doesn't that sound stupid? Doesn't that sound ridiculous? Jesus, you are not able to handle me. That is quite ridiculous. Now, we would never say that out loud. Like, we would never say that out loud. Because we know the Lord can handle us. We know that. We're totally sure about that. Then why are you afraid? Like, why are you afraid? Because, Father, I don't trust in the Lord. Okay? Then, Lord, give me the grace to trust you in little things. Lord, I need the gift to trust you in little things. I need the gift to trust you in little things. You know, we are so bound up. So bound up. You know what Jesus, the Lord, said when Lazarus started to live again? He said to the people around him, unbind him. That is the job of the Christian community, to unbind each other in love. That is the job. I remember my Aunt May, Saint May, I call her. At one time, way before I was in the seminary, Aunt May would not go to Holy Communion. For whatever reason. But she became part of a prayer group. And Marie Sarasulo, and I pray you heal Marie, and some of the other members of that prayer group would walk with Auntie May so that she would receive Holy Communion. They were sent to unbind her. They cared for her enough as to walk her down. They reassured her until she didn't need that reassurance anymore. That's the Christian community. That's the Christian community. Some people are afraid to go to the abortion mill. Oh, yeah, they're afraid. You want to know why? Because they never faced their own abortion. They never faced it. And therefore, they're afraid to go to the mill with all those memories. When in reality, once you face it, you can become a hero or a heroine and help other women. Because you'd be the one to say, I had an abortion, and this place is the last place you want to be. Let me tell you what it's done to me. Thank God I'm being healed by Jesus Christ. You see, my friends, it's what a priest's afraid of. Well, many of us are afraid that we're not going to be liked. We're not going to be liked. And you know what? Some people will not like us. So many of us are afraid we're not going to be liked, so we try to please people. Now, I know that's a generalization. So in pleasing people, we don't please God and we don't please ourselves. We start to preach about what we think people want to hear rather than to preach what people need to hear. What a priest's afraid of. What a husband's afraid of. Maybe I've lost my appeal. Maybe my wife doesn't love me the way she used to. Maybe my boss is going to fire me. Maybe we're going to be without a job. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Rely not upon your own understanding. Trust in the Lord. Whenever we have fear, it is a lack of trust. What are you afraid of? It might even sound stupid, but nothing is stupid if you are afraid. Believe me. If you are afraid, nothing is stupid. If something grips you that you can't live, nothing is stupid. Let me tell you how I have handled fear, all right? And I will tell you. The way I have handled fear is I have exposed it. I have told somebody what I was afraid of. And I asked them to help me with it. When I began to hyperventilate as a seminarian, when I read the readings from the Bible, I exposed that fear to my friends. I told them it was an irrational fear because, you know what? I had preached before so many hundreds of people, and now I'm hyperventilating. So the first thing I did was to diffuse the fear, to tell somebody about it. All right? After I did that, when I had to read the next time, I would make sure that my friends were praying while I read. And I also made an agreement with myself. If I hyperventilate, I will fall on the ground and begin to read again and continue where I left off. Those were the things that I did to help myself. I exposed it. I had people pray for me when I was reading. And I pushed it to the extreme. If I began to hyperventilate and I fell, I would pick up myself and begin to read again. Of course I prayed. who are experiencing many fears, I know a very beautiful little book. It really is one of the only self-help books that I believe in. It's called by Dr. Weeks. Dr. Weeks. Joyce Weeks. Healing Your Emotions, I believe it's called. Healing Your Emotions by Dr. Weeks. And it's so simple. It's so simple. And she helps so many people. When I had gone through my stuff, I would pick up Dr. Weeks's book. And I would really say, well, you know what? I'm not alone. I'm not alone. And this is going to pass. This is going to pass. You know, you can face anything with God. And you can face anything with Jesus Christ the Lord, because you and Jesus make a majority. Don't be afraid. Trust the Lord. Expose your fear. Pray. Trust the Lord. Don't be afraid. The Lord is with you. The Lord cares for you. He's carried you through this long. He will continue to carry you through. My last point is this. When I was stationed at St. Paul's in Hingham as a deacon, the church is on Fearing Road. I thought that was very prophetic. Every church should be on Fearing Road because the presence of God is there and we have to face our fears with Jesus Christ and move on. I will not let fear stop me from living. Will you? I will not let fear stop me from living. I ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord, because you know what fear is all about, because you were like us in all ways but sin. Would you break that bondage by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that not one person would be intimidated or fearful again through the blood of Jesus. Amen. I need to say this to you, that we are sending out a letter, and we are about $31,000 in debt, and you are the people that I rely on. The Lord is my source, but you are the people I rely on. If these broadcasts are a blessing to you, you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. We have always paid our bills before, and again, by God's grace, thank you, Lord. We will pay our bills again. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. The summer was a very difficult time, not only for us, but for many other ministries. So, if you want us to be on in your area, you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Today I want to pray for Richard Liss, that God would heal him and strengthen him. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Richard. Be healed, Richard, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every nerve and every muscle, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed, Richard, in the name of Jesus. And through the blood of Jesus, it speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Be healed today by the power of his most precious blood, Richard. All the ordinances of handwriting written against you have been canceled by the blood of Jesus. Richard, be healed now in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe and I receive this miracle for Richard. Richard, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. You're strengthened now in the blood of the Lamb, in your nerves and in your muscles. Be healed completely, totally, and entirely. Again, I do need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. At Holy Rosary, our services are on Saturday evening, 5:30 Mass, followed by prayer for healing, and then Sunday, 9 o'clock Mass and 11 o'clock Mass. You're always welcome to come to Holy Rosary. It's at 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop. Visitors are always welcome. People who are not Catholic cannot receive communion, but you can come up to me and I will bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he let his face shine upon you. May he look upon you and give you his peace. And do not be afraid. Trust the Lord. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.